keep shipping while making steady progress. Another thing that was tricky was just dealing with different kinds of things, like Angular and React have really different patterns. One's more opinionated, the other more flexible. So we had to work, so we had to rework some logic and retrain the team a bit, especially folks who had been in the Angular world for a while. And honestly, just aligning across product design and dev on how to structure things in the new stack took a bit of back and forth. But yeah, once we got our component architecture down and built a shared library of UI components, UI elements, it really started to click. In the end, the performance gains and dev experience were totally worth the pain upfront.